This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. South African Olympian and Paralympian Oscar Pistorius, known as the Blade Runner, is asking to be let out on bail as he awaits trial for the murder of his girlfriend, South African model Reeva Steenkamp.
His lawyers and family insist the death was accidental.
We deeply regret the allegations of premeditated murder. We have no doubt here is no substance for the allegations.
Joining us now to talk about the world of sports, including this case, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
And Bill, truly a tragic story here. Reeva Steenkamp's uncle, Mike Steenkamp, made a tearful statement to the press earlier this week. Let's listen.
And the statement that she stood for, about abuse against women, that was echoed so much in the months that she had mentioned that she would like to have been an activist for that. And unfortunately, it swung right around. But I think that the Lord knows that statement is more powerful now.
So, Bill, you wrote a commentary last week about this very topic. What strikes you about this truly awful story?
Well, Anthony, we're going to hear about this story for a long time because both Oscar Pistorius and Reeva Steenkamp were famous. And we don't hear about the fact that an average of three or more women in this country are killed by their intimate partners every day. And pertinent to this particular case, we don't hear the results of one particular study that concluded that access to firearms yields a more than five-fold increase in the risk of intimate partner homicide. It's very difficult at this point to say anything about the particulars of the Pistorius case because those are still being addressed. But to the extent that this sheds some light on a much more widespread problem and maybe has something to do with understanding of violence against women and gun control, perhaps that will be something good to come out of it.
Well, you know, Bill, I mean, this is obviously news worldwide, but in South Africa, everyone seems like they're in collective shock because of the fame of Pistorius.
Absolutely.
I mean, isn't this another lesson in sort of the blind veneration we give to sports athletes?
Well, the veneration is not quite blind, Meghna. We venerate these athletes first for the extraordinary things they've done as athletes, and Oscar Pistorius certainly has done some extraordinary things as an athlete. But I think the problem comes when we assume that great talent expressed on the ball field or the track or in the pool or wherever it might be equates to moral superiority or reason to admire that person in some other place. I guess probably great athletes as a, you know, in total are no more admirable than the total number of short order cooks or attorneys or physicians or school teachers. There's good and bad in every profession.
Well, we've got just a couple minutes to go here. Let's clear the decks, take a deep breath, and move to a great story, and that is Danica Patrick. She made history this week when she became the first woman to qualify for pole position in the Daytona 500. Bill, what's your response to that?
Well, she drove very fast in the qualifying and
very fast.
Earned the position that she will have when the race begins. I've been doing a little research on this. It doesn't necessarily mean that she will win the race. People who start in the pole position have an advantage. But I've been told by a fellow named Brant James, who writes about motorsports, that the advantage at Daytona is perhaps not quite as great as in some other races. You need to depend on other drivers helping you out, and you need to depend on all sorts of things going right, including the famous setup of your car. So being in the pole position does not quite mean that she's going to win for sure,
right.
But there are an awful lot of people hoping that she will.
Well, in the 60 seconds we've got left, I mean, there's still always the question for someone in a predominantly male sport like NASCAR that, you know, Danica Patrick has had this career where she's had to challenge the idea that females just don't drive that fast.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason why she shouldn't be enormously successful, continue to be enormously successful in this sport. There's nothing gender-based about being able to put your foot on the accelerator and turn left. She ought to be able to do just fine, and I, for one, am rooting for her because it would be a great story.
Bill Littlefield is the host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear him every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. We're told you do keep to the speed limit, Bill.
Absolutely.
Bill, thanks
I'm
so
never
much.
In a hurry.
Bill, we always appreciate your fast mind.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna and Anthony.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert, Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, and Alex Kingsbury.
Our interns are Darian Gray and Ava Aguado.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
Remember, you can leave a comment on anything you hear on this show, whether it's Bill's thoughts about female racers or U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz, do so at RadioBoston.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. Ain't your baby.